This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Always an entertaining Tuesdays with Elliot. If you missed it, you can go back in the Odyssey app, use the rewind function within 48 hours, or you can just subscribe to the Afternoon Show podcast, which you should be doing. Anyway, 215-592-9494. We'll get to the Mount Rushmore. Mount Rushmore makes its return right after a lube job in Willow Grove. Talks to us. Lube job, you're on WIP.
Yo, Ike, Spike, Jack, how are you?
What's up, Lube Job?
What's up, Lube Job?
I so want to come on when Elliot's on and just call him out for being a knucklehead. I mean, where's he thinking that it's okay for 24, 25, 26-year-olds to play against 18, 19, 20-year-olds? NCAA has those rules set forth for reasons. But my problem is the recruitment on some of these colleges is top-notch. Get some of the good talent in there. If I'm a good talented high school player, why would I want to go to a team that's got a 26-year-old fielding my position?
Right, yeah.
Right.
There are so many issues with what Elliot wants to do is start another professional basketball league is what he wants to do. If he wants to do that, that's fine, that the college sponsors or whatever, but you can't just have these guys hang around in college forever. So I agree with you.
That I agree with.
Yeah.
And you know, that's something that, you know, maybe you can take a look at. But, you know, again, down the road, no. Those rules for NCAA are made for a reason, and I stand by.
Yeah.
That's what makes the college basketball, so much better to watch.
Yeah, Elliot's out of his mind. Why don't you give us, for next question today, it is Sarah Jessica Parker's birthday. Give us somebody famous with three names.
Yeah, well, I'm old school, so I'm going to go Billie Jean King, man.
Oh, Billie Jean King's a good one, man.
Oh, man, that's a good one.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yes. Thanks for the call, Lube Job. Yeah, Billie
Great
Jean King.
Player.
Yes,
yeah.
Absolutely. Am I supposed to call him Cody Lube Job or just Lube Job?
I think you just stick with Lube Job.
Yeah.
I think he likes Lube Job.
It was making me laugh, so I'm just going to stick
with
Lube Job.
It's probably the best nickname we have if anyone that calls.
Lube Job?
Lube
yes.
Job?
100%. Lube Job. Why is he called that?
I think, I don't know.
Did he call once when he was getting a lube job?
No, I don't know. We always ask him. I always forget.
His
nickname, I think his friends just call him Lube Job.
Well, let's keep it that way. I like not knowing, actually.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So we did a thing last, you know, it survived through the summer, I think, a little bit, called Mount Rushmore. When we don't have a ton of stuff going on. Mount Rushmore, imagine the top 5 of 5. But with four things and me, and it's always about something that I'm annoyed with.
And it's an hour earlier.
Yes, and it's an hour earlier.
Do you want the open?
Yes.
It's Spike's Mount Rushmore.
You ready for the Mount Rushmore, Ike?
Yeah.
Okay. Today's Mount Rushmore is the four things I cannot stand the most about hotels. Now,
because you've been in hotels a lot recently, right?
Just in general, more than I like to be. Yeah, well, New Orleans, we were the hotel.
Clearwater.
Atlanta.
Yes, a lot of hotels.
You had the house thing last week. You were in a hotel?
Oh, I was in a hotel in Morristown, New Jersey. Yes, absolutely.
Oh, beautiful Morristown.
Yes, Morristown. Not Moorestown, which is down here, but Morristown, which is up in North Jersey.
Wow.
Okay. So here on the Mount Rushmore of the four things that annoy me about hotels the most, number four, stop explaining to me everything about the hotel when I check in. Just give me my key. Like, I don't need
to know.
I want their explanations to be smaller. I don't need to know when breakfast is served, where it is, what the Wi-Fi password is.
Wow.
There's like, I don't want to sign up for the hotel membership club or whatever so I can get points. I don't, like, all of the things that you're telling me are on the piece of paper that you're handing me along with my key before I go up to the room. I just want to go to my room. Now, sometimes, like, when I'm checking into a hotel, normally you've just got off a flight, you're tired, you have your luggage with you. All you're thinking about is getting up to your room, taking your shoes off, maybe eating something from the mini fridge or whatever. You don't need, I know how hotels work. I understand it.
Right. But how are they supposed to know you know this?
Yeah, I didn't know you were a
baron. You know how in Uber you can do the like, I'd prefer silent or whatever? I wish I could press a button and just be like, I know how hotels work. Thanks very much. It's like when you go
It's very hoity-toity of you.
Well, it's like when you go to a restaurant and they go, this is the first time you've been here? And it's like, I always say yes, because if I say no, I don't want... Yeah, I know how dinner works. Like, I know how a restaurant works. I don't need the explanation. All right. Number three. On the things that drive me crazy about hotels, it's 2025, and the Wi-Fi in every hotel is horrible.
Like, that's true.
Why have we not figured out Wi-Fi in hotels? I have Wi-Fi on the plane. Like, they have the internet in space.
Yeah.
Why can't I have Wi-Fi that allows me to stream Netflix or something in my room?
Like, what is
the
horrible
issue?
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, so you don't mean the... Yeah, you mean like the passwords and Wi-Fi.
Yeah, like I just want to sign on. I also don't want to pay $4.95 extra for good Wi-Fi that is still bad Wi-Fi.
Speed,
yes. Wi-Fi, I think, is now... It's almost like oxygen. You expect to have it wherever you go. Give me good Wi-Fi. The Wi-Fi in every hotel is horrible. Okay.
Yeah.
Number two, and this is a new one, and this started post-COVID. Stop making me feel guilty if I do want housekeeping to come to my room once a day while I'm there.
Oh, yeah.
They tried it. This one, the hotel I was at, they were like, you know, if you opt out of housekeeping, we'll get a meal to a family in need. And I'm just thinking to myself, yes, for every room, every day that you do not get housekeeping, and I don't even get it every day. Sometimes it's once every two or three. But I don't guilt me into... If I'm not going to get housekeeping, why am I at even a hotel?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And they guilt you about it. You know, we could save the environment by you not getting fresh towels.
Like, I'm going to need that housekeeping. Yeah, I'm going to need that. I'm going to need that. Yeah, it's rare when I put the do not disturb sign on there after I leave because I don't want it.
Yes.
Now, I did that in Clearwater. Only because it was a short trip.
Only there one night.
We're only there one night.
One and a half nights.
And when the first night we got there, I went in there and just threw stuff. So I didn't want somebody coming there the next morning and I still got clothes laying out.
Do you ever feel guilty when you walk out of the hotel room, you put the do not disturb sign on there and housekeeping is already in the aisle?
Yeah, already in the hallway,
And like, I put my head down.
Yeah.
So I
got to tell you, I don't feel guilty.
Oh, you don't?
Nah.
Oh.
I just look at it like... You know, first of all, these hotels are overcharging for everything.
They are.
So I kind of feel like I'm paying for this regardless, one way or the other.
Right. So the number one thing, and this has been a long-standing complaint of mine at hotels, is why is the shower designed in a way where the water never stays in the shower? Every hotel bathroom...
I've noticed this recently, too.
Yes. They don't... If it has a curtain, they don't put the plastic curtain on it.
Yeah.
So every time you get out of the hotel shower, the bathroom floor is soaked. Never at home. I've never once had this issue at home, but every hotel.
First of all.
Yes.
Do you guys put the shower curtain inside the tub?
Yes.
Well, it should keep the water in.
But no, what's supposed to happen, in my opinion,
is there supposed to be two curtains. One
plastic one
that goes inside.
Yes.
And then the regular shower curtain, which goes outside.
It's for decoration.
Right.
Yes. And,
but the problem with the regular shower curtain inside is that it's just cloth. So it doesn't really, and eventually when you get out of the shower, the cloth shower curtain goes out into the bathroom floor and wets the bathroom floor anyway.
Right. I know what you're talking about.
Yes.
And every hotel is different.
Yes.
Because some hotels have the glass doors.
I'm fine with the glass
doors. Yeah, yeah. You have the glass doors, the sliding door, but you're right. There are some hotels with the shower curtain.
Yes.
That, yeah. Well, that's on them. Because then I just have to put more towels on the floor.
Right. Yes. that they're guilting you into not having housekeeping come and replace them anyway. And the I stayed once at the hotel here in the Fittler Club.
Yeah.
And it's a very nice hotel. It is the most odd design shower I've ever seen in that, there's the shower. One side of the shower is glass that faces the rest of the hotel room.
Okay.
So whoever's in the hotel room
can see you.
Can watch you shower.
Wow.
Which is weird. And the other side does not have a door.
Oh, y'all just getting freaky now.
Well, I'm not getting freaky at all.
Down in there.
I just want to go to bed, but it's very strange. So there it is, the Mount Rushmore of things I don't like about hotels.
Hotel in New Orleans was cool. The elevator was slow.
We couldn't check in until 10 at night.
Now, that was the problem. Yeah,
yes.
I forgot. We couldn't check in. Yeah.
Yeah.
Seriously, we got there like 5 o'clock, was it?
Yes.
Yeah. We still couldn't check in until that night. Yeah.
And the issue with Shepherd's is they have a valet, but they only work like an 8-hour day.
Yeah.
Clearwater.
Yeah.
Clearwater, the shower, the water, every time, and I swear, it's got to be the water system down there. Because it was at the other hotel that we used to stay at, across the bridge.
Yep.
And then the one we stay in now. The water, I don't know if it's sticky or something. Like this. The substance, the water doesn't feel like water. It leaves a feeling of something is still on my skin.
Yeah.
With, like, you almost have to dry off 3 times.
I wonder if that's the salt. Is that
it's not, I think that's what it is. I think it's the salt.
Well, yeah. And I didn't get any hot water in my hotel.
Oh, that is true.
Down there. Well, they told me I had to leave the shower on for 10 minutes before I. And yes, the valet, you have to valet park it, but then if you leave early in the morning, you have to go get your own car.
Yeah, it happened to Julio. Julio and them had to go to do the show. And that's at, 10, right?
Yeah. Yep.
So, they probably had to tape stuff in the morning.
Yeah.
So, I would say 7, that's being,
Probably, yeah,
fair.
7, 7:30, yeah.
No one there. Julio had to go get the car.
Well, that's what I did. And I went
at least that was like 4:30 in the morning.
That's a good point.
You would think 7.
Yes.
Like, that is a relatively normal time.
Oh, yeah, you had to get the car when we left.
When we left, yes.
Yeah.
We will have the battle between Jack Fritz and Joe DeCamera rages on. We will have that right after we talk to Derek and Paoli. Derek, you're on WIP.
Good afternoon.
What's up, Derek?
What up, D?
Yeah, so the thing with the loser thing, right? If they're going to make Embiid a loser, I'm with you, Spike. Allen Iverson, got to be a loser. Charles Barkley, got to be a loser because they never won nothing, anything. I just feel like in Philly, if a player does something or says something that the fans don't like, it sticks with them more than what they've done on the court. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I just feel like with Embiid, and he's definitely come up short. He don't really have a whole lot of, like, winning moments and stuff like that, but He plays winning basketball when he's out there. You understand what I'm saying? So if you go put Embiid in there, then you got to put Iverson and you got to put Barkley in there too because they never won nothing.
Well, I'll say this, Derek, not to mix sports, but Donovan McNabb had way more playoff success than Allen Iverson did.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like they both got to the final thing once, but in the other years, Donovan was in the NFC Championship 4 other times, and Iverson didn't get that far 4 other times. Yeah. So he certainly had more playoff success than AI did.
I'm not going to say right now, but if the Phillies don't win soon, Aaron Nola, top dog loser, right? Like, if you look at Aaron Nola, to me, he just looks like he don't even want to win half the time. But Aaron Nola, for me, he is on the way of being a loser, right? And even though, like, Bryce has all these moments with, you know, homers and ALCS, NLCS, NLDS, like, he needs some home run moments and all that in the World Series. Because in the World Series, like, when it really, really count, like, he's come up short a lot of times. So if the Phillies don't turn the corner soon, then – in 20 years, are you going to sit back and be saying how much of a winner Bryce Harper and Aaron Nola and Zach Wheeler was if they never won nothing? You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah, you know what he needs? He needs when the Phillies are up 3-0 in the series and up 7-0 in game four, he needs to hit a home run just like the dagger, and then that makes him a winner.
For a whole hour when Elliot was on.
It was fine. Yeah, they were doing well, Jack. There's plenty of stuff going on.
Yeah. Before I hang up, though, I really stayed on hold because I wanted to congratulate Elliot, man. But that take that he had, that is the dumbest take. I like Elliot. I think y'all be hard on him. But that take right there got to be the reason why y'all hard on him.
Yes.
Y'all should be able to stay in college for eight. Who wants to see that, right?
Nobody.
Yeah, nobody wants to see that.
Yeah, a rivalry is going to always be a rivalry no matter who is there. Alabama and Auburn going to be a rivalry no matter who coaching, no matter who playing. Ain't nobody going to go watch no 29-year-old dude like play against some 17, 18-year-old incoming freshman.
Yeah.
Like, you can take your trophy, man, but he shouldn't even be allowed to be in the running after that comment.
Derek, yeah, man, the thing about Elliot is sometimes I feel bad for beating on him, but then he does something like that, and you know he's just asking for it anyway.
Yep.
I listen every day. I was in Hershey when I called. Now I'm on my way back to Paoli. But I said, I like Elliot, man, because he gets y'all riled up and all that. But when you played that take, I said, come on, Elliot. That is, whoa.
Yep.
That is wild, bro.
Derek, give us somebody with three names for next question.
I'm going to go local. World Be Free.
Yes.
Oh, yes, it sir. Is. Yes.
He actually changed his name to World
Thank
Be
you, Derek.
Free.
Now, is the B in World Be Free B period or is it B-E? Because if it's B period.
I think it's B period.
Well, it's definitely not B-E.
Well, then it's not a three names. Michael J. Fox, not three names.
Michael J. Fox isn't three names?
I guess it's just a letter.
Yeah. Would you say
the
John
J.
F. Kennedy,
something.
Three names? Would you say John F. Kennedy, three names? I don't think I would.
Well, Shore is also not a name for Elliot. It's just, you know.
Right.
Well, he's the hyphenated last name, but it's still three words.
Ben Jarvis Green Ellis?
Yes.
I'm giving a go on World Be Free.
You're giving a go on World Be Free. Yeah. Okay. All right. Fair enough.
Let him live.
So we currently have this contract.
Yeah, I just thought about it. The B may be B-E.
It might be.
Yeah, I think it might be because World Be Free is the World Be Free. I'm assuming
no,
that's why
it's just a letter. It's just a letter.
Ah, oh, damn, I tried.
Yeah, well, whatever. But you know he wants it to sound like
yes.
B-E. Yes,
yeah.
For sure. So we have this thing going on at the radio station that I don't think... I mean, I'm shocked by the DeCamera Fritz thing.
Yeah.
Yes.
So for months and months, we've been doing the show almost a year together. Mm-hmm. We've taken countless shots at the morning show.
Every day.
And they never fire back.
Seems like they're fed up.
And DeCamera is... Not only said he's a better athlete than Fritz, and not only is willing to compete, but every day takes another shot at you.
Well, and brought on Ike today to take shots. Ike wasn't taking shots, but he wants to talk about it.
Yes.
Yeah.
You have to crush this little worm.
No, yeah. So I decided today after listening to this audio, it's no longer a radio bit. It's now gotten personal. I'm going to kill him.
Well, you got the cut from this morning?
Oh, yeah. Well, you got
okay,
the cut
so
from today.
I didn't hear this yet.
Okay.
And to be clear, the radio bit thing, this was not planned or anything.
No.
We got to work. Jack, the first day, if we're being honest, didn't even want to talk about it.
No, because, again, what am I
it's
wasting?
It's not worth your time.
Exactly.
But now you have to... Now, Ike and I were talking. Well, actually, play the audio, and then
okay.
I'll... Okay, so this is from this morning.
And maybe it's the cynic in me. I'm smelling...
Who you ranked that coming
you
out of
think
high school?
You're more notable having quit sports in middle school?
I'm just saying I smell an underachiever then. I mean, if he wasn't on WIP, nobody would know Jack Fritz the athlete. Oh. He must have underachieved. Right?
Well, there's no doubt about that. I love the kid, but he definitely
underachieved.
Bingo.
And Ike, this goes to the heart of my argument of why I will win with this athletic thing we're dialing up for
you
the next couple months.
Quit in middle school.
I think he's soft. And I think he is someone who just doesn't have the heart. And I'm going to out-heart him. Now, Ike, keep it real.
Hold on. You're challenging the manhood
soft.
Right now.
He said soft.
And no heart. Yeah.
He right. said Jack is soft, and that implies he is harder than Jack. He is harder.
I told him.
There it is.
I told him you were going to clip that.
Yeah. Well, the one person who is more annoyed at Joe than Jack at this point is John Ritchie.
It is Ritchie.
And Seltzer. I think Seltzer's there, too.
Yeah. What are you talking about, Joe? What are you talking about? Oh, by the way, yeah,
well,
Seltzer.
Ritchie gets disrespected, too, as an athlete on there.
Yeah, of because he does. They brought on Ike today. I lived in the trenches, you know, right. Bled all the time on the field. And Ritchie's like, hold on, Joe. Yeah. I sit here every day.
Well, yeah, Ritchie essentially played the offense version of
exactly.
What you played.
Yes,
both trenches, guys.
Yes.
Jack, your thoughts to being called soft and no
heart?
Again,
this is what I brought up. I don't know where this label, I'm laid back. I don't think I'm soft, you know? I'm not emotional. Is that everyone makes fun of me because I say appreciate you rather than get all teary-eyed.
Yeah.
That's soft.
That's not soft.
And heart, I quit baseball in college.
You did.
Man. Right?
Yeah.
You did.
Had I known it would turn into this, and I could still get this job, I probably would not have quit. But remember Kobe at the Olympics in 2008?
Yeah.
Where he ran
yeah.
through Pau Gasol?
Yeah.
That's the first play.
In this, that's the first play against
11
the camera.
The game to
well,
11.
So here's my position on this. This can't just be, because Jack, if we'll eventually do odds for this, mm-hmm. and you will be a big favorite.
Yeah, minus 7.5.
You're just talking about the one-on-one
game. The game to 11.
Yeah, but there will be other competitions here.
Yeah, so I guess it's going to be tennis, some okay. baseball competition, basketball to 11,
okay.
golf, and tennis. Did I say tennis already?
Yes.
Golf
yeah.
and running.
Okay.
Yeah.
So my position on this, and I want him to be crushed, you have to obliterate him.
5-0.
I think so.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, this has to be a decisive victory because this could be a thing where, like in Rocky 1, where he may not win, but
if he just shows up and does a decent job,
right.
people give
like
him
if
credit.
What's
the hand-eye coordination like for tennis?
Oh, fine. It's just like, it's, yeah. I play,
okay.
yeah, the serving is the one thing I can't
Serving's
figure out
hard.
In tennis.
Okay. Yeah.
Everything else is fine. But also, I'm looking.
You can return serve and.
Cake.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, like with him.
The lateral movement is good.
It's just like, what heart does he have? I mean, he
battled through that sickness in 2017.
He swears he had two torn groins.
Yeah, he said he tore his groin at fantasy camp. How's he going to play a game to 11?
Is he doing the entire Angelo run? Didn't Angelo tear both of his hamstrings?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it now.
Yeah.
Like, yes.
You have to beat him. Like, do we know when this is going to be?
Yeah, I don't know. I've got a lot of people, local clubs reaching out.
Well,
yeah.
you have to start training.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I already talked. I'm talking.
Yeah, he's talking okay. training. And I had to ask those guys, you know, because he's likely to get injured during
training.
His training.
Yes.
And then the event doesn't go off.
Yes.
I know. Which is, I think that's the most likely outcome here.
That's
how he's going to weasel his way out of it, is he's going to hurt something in a ramp-up.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Even if he gets hurt, it's never coming off the schedule. Even if we don't do it when we're supposed to, then he has to ramp up again.
Right.
But I do know that
he could be all year with him ramping
yes,
up. Yes.
But he is...
he's like Embiid.
He's a determined little bugger or whatever. So he is going to train. You have to train.
Yeah, but even his training... what is that going to lead to? I mean, you can train all you want. He's a 47-year-old guy who never made it past middle school.
I got to be honest, though. He doesn't seem to respect you as an athlete.
Well, not
you know,
at
I'm
all.
I'm starting to notice a lot of people here don't respect me in a multitude of ways,
yeah.
which I find shocking.
Yeah.
So
listen, the underachiever thing was...
well, that's fair.
It was more for me to motivate you.
Well, and like, you know, no one would know my athletic accomplishments without WIP.
Well
that's
of a
course.
That's a good...
Well, in Westchester, everyone knows. So...
because of WIP.
Right, were you the 45th player in the state or the 45th pitcher?
Player. According to my perfect game ref.
Man.
Yeah.
45th player is pretty high.
Just look at it. You can give me the side eye all you want.
The middle of Pennsylvania is mostly empty.
Well, no one's actually scouting those guys. Yeah.
Yeah.
But don't let the facts.
All
the
right.
fact says okay. on perfect game.
Do we have a date for this yet?
No.
It's got to be this summer.
You talk to your morning show host.
Well, you talk to Lakin. Talk to Lakin. Get it done.
Well, who knows what Lakin's
sign
saying.
The release.
He's going to need a sign release.
You're both going to need to sign
I'm not
release.
Signing squat.
Well, I saw when you pitch against Elliot, you were pretty hurt for a
yeah,
while.
Yeah, but, oh, well, no, arm hurt.
Yeah.
I would say I'm in much better shape than I was.
Okay, you were pretty sweaty.
Well, it was hot.
Okay, all right.
I did run a mile in under 8 minutes, which...
yeah, you did.
That was impressive.
You want to talk about heart.
Yeah, you did. You should win.
I said it.
All right. 215-592-9494. Coming up next, we are 2 days away from Philly's opener. We are actually less than 48 hours from it beginning. We will check in with the Phils with the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.